Shemoth, Exodus, chapter 14. And Yahuwah spoke to Moshe, saying,
Speak to the children of Israel, that they turn and camp before Pi-hahiroth, between Migdol and the sea, opposite Baal Zephon. Camp before it by the sea. For Pharaoh shall say of the children of Israel, They are entangled in the land, the wilderness has closed them in. And I shall harden the heart of Pharaoh, and he shall pursue them. But I am to be esteemed through Pharaoh and over all his army, and the Midrashites shall know that I am Yahuwah.
And they did so. And it was reported to the sovereign of Mitzrayim that the people had fled. And the heart of Pharaoh and his servants was turned against the people. And they said,
Why have we done this, that we have let Israel go from serving us?
So he made his chariot ready and took his people with him. And he took 600 chosen chariots and all the chariots of Mitzrayim with officers over all of them. And Yahuwah hardened the heart of Pharaoh, sovereign of Mitzrayim, and he pursued the children of Israel. But the children of Israel went out with a high hand. And the Midrashites pursued them, and all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh, and his horsemen, and his army, and reached them camping by the sea, beside Pi-hahiroth, before Baal Zephon. And when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted their eyes, and saw the Midrashites coming up after them. And they were greatly afraid. So the children of Israel cried out to Yahuwah, and they said to Moshe,
Did you take us away to die in the wilderness because there are no graves in Mitzrayim?
What is this you have done to us?
To bring us up out of Mitzrayim. Is this not the word that we spoke to you in Mitzrayim, saying, Leave us alone and let us serve the Midrashites? For it would have been better for us to serve the Midrashites than to die in the wilderness.
And Moshe said to the people,
Do not be afraid. Stand still and see the deliverance of Yahuwah, which he does for you today. For the Midrashites whom you see today, you are never, never to see again. Yahuwah fights for you, and you keep silent.
And Yahuwah said to Moshe,
Why do you cry to me? Speak to the children of Israel, and let them go forward. And you lift up your rod and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it, and let the children of Israel go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And I, see, I am hardening the hearts of the Midrashites, and they shall follow them. And I am to be esteemed through Pharaoh and over all his army, his chariots, and his horsemen. And the Midrashites shall know that I am Yahuwah when I am esteemed through Pharaoh, his chariots, and his horsemen.
And the messenger of Elohim, who went before the camp of Israel, moved and went behind them. And the column of cloud went from before them and stood behind them, and came between the camp of the Midrashites and the camp of Israel. And it was the cloud and the darkness. And it gave light by night, and the one did not come near the other all the night. And Moshe stretched out his hand over the sea. And Yahuwah caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea into dry land. And the waters were divided. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea on dry ground, and the waters were a wall to them on their right and on their left. And the Midrashites pursued and went after them into the midst of the sea, all the horses of Pharaoh, his chariots, and his horsemen. And it came to be in the morning watch that Yahuwah looked down upon the army of the Midrashites through the column of fire and cloud. And he brought the army of the Midrashites into confusion. And he took off their chariot wheels so that they drove them with difficulty. And the Midrashites said,
Let us flee from the face of Israel! For Yahuwah fights for them against the Midrashites.
Then Yahuwah said to Moshe,
Stretch out your hand over the sea and let the waters come back upon the Midrashites, on their chariots and on their horsemen.
And Moshe stretched out his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to its usual flow at the break of day with the Midrashites fleeing into it. Thus, Yahuwah overthrew the Mitzrites in the midst of the sea, and the waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen and all the army of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them, and not even one was left of them. And the children of Yisrael walked on dry ground in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall to them on their right and on their left. Thus Yahuwah saved Yisrael that day out of the hand of the Mitzrites, and Yisrael saw the Mitzrites dead on the seashore. And Yisrael saw the great work which Yahuwah had done in Mitzrayim. And the people revered Yahuwah and believed Yahuwah and his servant Moshe.